Friends, in the last chapter we have seen the corporate governance. Now, we are discussing about the corporate restructuring. There are various ups and downs happens in the life of the company. And during that time, the board of directors, management, stakeholders, they have to take certain adequate steps to safeguard the interest of the company. There may be requirement of expansion of the business. There may be your company might have been targeted by another company for the merger with them. There may be reverse merger. Certain part of the business is getting separated from your company and new company is created. So, there are certain regulations which are covered under the corporate restructuring. It requires a restructure. Then while doing the restructuring, there will be separate board of directors, separate management, separate employees, separate unit. It may be independent entity, but within the overall group company. Like that. There are several instances happens in the company during its lifetime. In 2013, Companies Act, the emphasis is given to follow certain acts at that point of time when there is an opportunity to restructure the company depending upon the business requirement, business deal, or whatever may be ups and downs happens in the company. So, let us understand what is this corporate restructuring means, taking into consideration the historical background as well as the need and scope of corporate restructuring, then planning, formulation and execution of the various restructuring strategies, then types of the corporate restructuring strategies, emerging trend in the corporate restructuring, then expanding the role of professionals and the corporate restructuring process and restructuring the Companies Act 2013. Corporate restructuring, to understand, let us understand what the corporate restructuring means. It is the process of significantly changing the company's business model, management team or financial structure to address the challenges and increase the shareholders' value. This is what the corporate restructuring means. This may involve major layoff, bankruptcy, then through the restructuring, there may be minimum or maximizing the impact on the employees. Then restructuring may involve the company scale of merger with another company, then company use restructuring as a business strategy to ensure that there is a long-term viability. Shareholders, creditors might force a restructuring of the company's current business as well as nature and the threat has to be taken into consideration while restructuring the company. Other motivators of the structuring includes inability to retain the talented professional and majority of the changes of the marketplace that directly impact the corporate's business model also. Corporate restructuring under the historical background, if you go, then earlier years India was highly regulated economy. Though the government participation was overwhelming and the economy was controlled in the centralized way by the government participation and intervention, in other words, the economy was close to the economic forces and the demand and supply were not allowed to full-fledged liberty and rules in the market. There was no scope for the realignment, etc. So that makes the need for rethinking about the corporate restructuring. This restructuring remained the hope practically over 2 decades. However, it is proved incompatible. When it is proved that incompatible, then it is thought of, yes, Here is a time for a restructuring of the company, company's portfolio, as well as restructuring of the company. And since industrial policy came into existence, since 1991, the things have been started getting motivated for the restructuring of the company. So corporate restructuring, maybe after the liberalization has taken in effect in a very positive manner, and the most significant development has been integration of the national economy with market-oriented globalization economy. That was the theme for corporate restructuring, because many investments are getting received. Indian corporates are also trying to invest outside the country. So thinking overall all this business scenario, it was decided to rethink about restructuring about the company, and due to globalization, it has taken a very good size effect for the purpose of restructuring of company affairs. Need and scope of the corporate restructuring, why it is required. Historical background we have seen, and we have come to the conclusion that there are certain reasons why there is a requirement of the restructuring of the company, taking into consideration orderly redirection of the firm's activities, then developing surplus cash, then exploring interdependence, then risk reduction, development of the core competency in the international market as well as domestic market, as well as when we say that corporate level, it may mean a single company engaged in the single activity or enterprises engaged in multiple activity, whereas there is a need of segregation of the businesses or not. And it could be mean that group having many companies engaged in related or unrelated activities. So as to streamline the entire thing or entire business, there is a need for undertaking the corporate restructuring, and the need consists of to focus on core strength, operational synergy, as well as consolidation of the economic scale of the expansion, then revival of rehabilitation of the sick unit, then acquiring the constant supply of the raw material, and subsequently followed by capital restructuring with appropriate mix of the loan equity, as good as reduction in the cost, as well as servicing and improving the returns and improve the corporate performance. These are some of the aspects why there is a need of corporate restructuring. Then comes the issue of planning, formulation, execution of various strategies for the restructuring. Those strategies are very much important from the bottom line to the top of the company, and therefore taking all this effect into consideration, it involves the examination of various aspects before and after this restructuring process. The important process, important aspects that needs to be considered while restructuring consist of, the first one is an important aspect to be considered while planning or implementation corporate restructuring strategies consist of the valuation and funding, then legal and procedural issues when we change the company's internal portfolio or internal strategy, then legal and procedural issues may come into the existence or may require to be reviewed, then taxation and stamp duty aspects, accounting aspects, competition aspects, and the human and cultural synergy. Based on the analysis of various aspects, a right type of the model or the strategy is required to be chosen by the company. Types of corporate restructuring strategies. What are these types of restructuring strategies that company has to adapt, which consist of, one, various types of corporate restructuring strategy includes the strategy for merger, strategy for demerger, strategy for reverse merger, disinvestment, then takeovers, formulation of joint venture, then strategic alliance without opening any branch or bank, without opening any branch or office, then slump sale agreement, then franchises, enter into the franchises agreement for the proper sale or business, then strategic alliance, as well as, let us understand, as well as there are other aspects also where it requires the strategy for each and every aspects. These are only listed activities, but there are some more activities which may require the strategic restructuring. Let us see one by one what the merger means. Merger means the combination of two or more companies which can be merged together either by way of amalgamation or absorption. There may be various types of mergers. Mergers may be horizontal merger. What is this horizontal merger means? It's a merger of the two or more companies that compete in the same industry. And it is merger with a direct competitor, and hence the expands its form of operation and in the same industry. Then vertical merger. Vertical merger means it is a merger which takes place upon the combination of two companies which are operating in the same industry but at different stage of productions or distribution system. If a company takes over a supplier producer of the raw material, then it may result into the backward integration of the activities. On the other hand, forward integration may result into company decides to take over the retail or the customers. So combination of vertical merger provides the way of total integration of these two firms which are striving and owning. So right from start to end, the entire business procurement till the production and sale, this business is getting merged. So that is called vertical merger. Then co-generic merger. Co-generic merger is a type of merger where two companies are the same or of the related industries but do not offer the same product but related products and may share the similar distribution channel, providing the synergy for the merger. The potential benefit of the merger is high because these transactions offer the opportunities to diversify around a common case of the strategic resources. Another one is the conglomerate merger. What is conglomerate merger? Conglomerate merger involves the firms which are engaged in totally unrelated type of activities, that is the business of the two companies are not related to each other horizontally nor vertically. And this may be considered as diversion of the business portfolio. Conglomerate mergers are mergers of the different kind of business under one flagship company. The purpose of the merger remains the utilization of the financial resources which are enlarged the debt capacity and also synergy of the managerial functions. It does not have a direct impact on acquisition of monopoly power and thus favored a thoughtful of the word as the means of diversification. Another aspect is a demerger. What is demerger? Demerger is the form of corporate restructuring in which what happens? The entity's business operations are segregated into one or more component and new company is getting formed. That is called demerger. While demerger is often done and help to each segment of operations for more smoothly as they can focus on more specific task. So performing the task demerger is definitely it is required. For example, though it is not written here, the recent merger which has happened in the country is the Grasim industry and the Aditya Birla New Home's finance is getting merged into the Grasim, and the financial matter of the Grasim as well as the new company that as well as the old merged entity, that is Aditya Birla New Home, merged and another separate entity is getting formed which is called as the Aditya Birla Corporation Limited, And this company will be taking care of the entire group's financial business, finance business. And the remaining entity, that is Grasim Industries, run its business other than the financial matter. So strengthening is happening. So that is also a demerger. So this is what recently it has happened, maybe in the year 2017. This is the one of the biggest mergers and demergers which has happened in the Indian history. Then reverse merger. What is reverse merger? Reverse merger is the opportunity for the unlisted companies to become a public listed companies without opting for the initial public offer. That means the entity which is already existent and it is already listed, an unlisted company takes over the listed company. So under the situation, what happens? That unlisted company need not go to the stock market again or go to the IPO, but by virtue of this taking over of the already listed company, it becomes a largely a listed company itself, and its unlisted shares are getting listed along with the already listed company. This is called reverse merger. Disinvestment. Disinvestment means the action of the organization or the government selling the liquidation its assets or subsidiary to its known as disventure. This government stake is removed and the company is asked to manage by issuing the additional shares, or government shares may be acquired by some other public or any financial institution. Takeover and acquisition. Takeover means the acquirer takes over the control of the target company, and it is also known as acquisition too. Normally, this type of acquisition is undertaken to achieve a market supremacy, and it may be friendly takeover or it may be hostile takeover. Now, what is friendly takeover? In friendly takeover, the company takes over the management of the target company with permission of both the boards. And in case of hostile takeover, in this type, one company takes over the management of the target company without its knowledge and against the wish of their management. That is forceful acquisition or hostile merger or hostile takeover. Then joint venture. Joint venture is an entity which is formed by two or more companies to undertake the financial activity together. This is called joint venture. That was a project-based joint venture and functional-based joint venture, depending upon the activities undertaken by them. It is a need-based joint venture. If it is a project-based in certain country, if any project by Indian corporate is required to execute, then in that case, it may form a company over there with a local company over there to run the business. And the functional-based joint venture, that is the joint venture which is entered into by the companies in order to achieve mutual benefit, is known as the functional-based joint venture. Strategic alliance. Strategic alliance, any agreement between the two or more parties collaborate with each other in order to achieve certain objective while continuing and remaining independent organization is called strategic alliance. And franchising is may be defined as an arrangement where one party, that is franchisor, grants another party, a franchisee, the right to use the trade name as well as certain business system and processes to produce and market the goods or services according to the certain specification. Slump sale. Slump sale means the transfer of one or more undertaking as a result of the sale of lump sum consideration without values being assigned to the individual assets and the liability in such sales. If a company sells and disposes of whole or substantially of the whole of its undertaking for a predetermined lump sum consideration, then the result is called as slump sale. Emerging trade in the corporate restructuring. What are the emerging trade in the corporate restructuring? Acquirer come to India for its domestic market and innovation capabilities of its companies. That is first trend, key insight for the emerging trade. The primary attraction of the acquirer when investing into India is the potential of its domestic market and the opportunity to use the India as a signboard for accessing some more regional South Asian, Middle East or even African market. So this is one of the trend that is acquiring, that foreign entity is coming into India and acquiring the domestic market. Another one is investable targets are hard but not impossible to find. Given the India size, the federal regulatory structure and the socio-political diversity, most of the business takes at the regional approach and to market the growth in the country, and the result of the few true nations players exists. Coverage and availability of the information on the domestic companies in India is still patchy, marketing secondary market and scan difficult. Most of the acquirer tended to take an independent view of the target growth prospects while factoring in the right level of investment in support of this kind of targets, investable targets. It takes time and efforts to get to know how the family is. Managing the relationship with the promoter, that is seller, can be a paramount importance for the successful deal. That is why this is also one of the reason for coming into India, or promoters are also typically involved in the direct management of the business, and selling would mean the losing the regular income, personality status and all other things are coming into this kind of activity as a considering the family business. The process can seem long, complicated, because it often is. The deal process in India can initially seem a long even when there is no competitive bidding processes existence. So these are some of the reasons why the foreign entities are trying to come into India. The hard work begins once the deal is done. Most of the participants that had a small base in India and prior to the acquisition, and hence the integration of the local domestic operations with the target, was not really being challenged. The typical example is when any office in India is opened as a liaison office or a representative office, and subsequently when it is getting converted into the branch office or entity or limited company, that means understanding purely the Indian market, then they enter into the real business in the country. Otherwise, prior to that, they used to have only the information about the Indian market, and the limited strategy was getting evolved by the foreign national or foreign company. Then expanding role of the professionals in the corporate restructuring process. Due to restructuring, there may be divide in the management, there will be formation of the new management, there will be new technical experts, there may be new legal experts, and accordingly it impacts the team of the professional, which also required to be restructured according to the requirement of the new company or as per the structure what it has been decided by the company. The restructuring deals are increasing day by day, and to be in line with the business dynamics and the international demands, it necessitates the expanded role of the professional in terms of the maximizing the quality and the optimum time. Restructuring Companies Act 2013. This Companies Act 2013 has brought many enabling provisions with regards to the mergers, compromise, then arrangements, especially with respect to the cross-border mergers, time-bound and single window clearance, enhanced disclosures to the various regulator, simplified process for the smaller companies, It may be noted that Section 230 to Section 240 of the Companies Act 2013 and the rules made thereunder are yet to be notified. Silent features of the Companies Act of this rule, which are yet to be notified, that I have mentioned from Section 230 to Section 240, will consist of there are so many aspects. So, National Company Law Tribunal, that is NCLT, to assume the jurisdiction of the High Court as far as company law is concerned, and this application of the company compromises arrangement to be accompanied by affidavit disclosing certain material fact by the company. Accordingly, these rules are framed, various provisions are made for notice relating to the compromise arrangement, then notice of meeting of approval, then central government, income tax, reserve bank, security, SEBI, that, and the register and respective stock exchange, they came into the way for this kind of notification, and the permission is required, and all these entities must be involved while formulating this Companies Act, also taking all the aspects into consideration. In addition to that, personal holding regulations by the directors or any person, thereafter sanction of the compromise arrangement, accounting treatment, then cross-border merger regulations, all these are very detailed mentioned in whatever the provisions under Section 230 to 240, which is mentioned here. There are various other aspects also for the fast track mergers, then approval for the scheme by the postal ballot, which we have already discussed, and any compromise on arrangement may also include takeover and offers made by the offers made for the takeover. In case of listed companies also, there are certain regulations framed with the approval of the SEBI. With this, we are completing our discussion on corporate restructuring, which is also enhanced part of corporate governance. Thank you very much.